Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The government wants to avoid using Article 49.3 of the Constitution in order to pass the new pension reform. This according to government spokesperson Olivier Véran yesterday after a meeting that was held at the Prime Minister's office at Matignon. The government wants to obtain a majority on the bill as it enters the decisive week. A joint committee will look at the bill from Wednesday with the intention of finding a compromise between the Assemblée Nationale and the Senate. In the meantime, the strike continues at the SNCF. Two TGV trains out of every five are cancelled and only half of TER services are running. Some oil refineries are also still blockaded. The bin collection strike continues in several major cities, including Paris, where more than 5,000 tonnes of rubbish are now piled up in the streets. Groups of elected officials will be meeting with Emmanuel Macron today to discuss a range of issues related to how the country is governed. These include potentially changing the length of government's term to 7 years and getting rid of the position of Prime Minister, as well as the sensitive subject of redrawing the map of France's regions. Some regions, such as Occitania or Grand Est, are currently considered too large. An investigation has been opened after the death of three dogs during a race. The incident occurred over the weekend in the Gard during the French Candy Cross Championship. The animals may have been poisoned. The prosecutor has said that a fourth dog is currently under observation. 22 migrants drowned off the coast of Madagascar this weekend after their boat capsized on the way to Mayotte. 23 survivors were recovered by fishermen. And finally, the stars were out last night for the Oscars ceremony. It was pretty much a clean sweep for the science fiction comedy Everything Everywhere All at Once, which bagged the awards for Best Film, Best Director and Best Original Screenplay, as well as three awards for its cast, including Best Actress for Michelle Yeoh. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.